It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Michigan State beat Florida last night for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. The victory was particularly sweet for commentator Tom Hugler and the city of Flint, Michigan.
If you watched last night's game on television, you saw Michigan State University's Mateen Cleaves play through a leg injury so painful he could barely walk at game's end. Cleaves, the team leader, and two others from Flint, Michigan, Morris Peterson and Charlie Bell, are known as the Flintstones. They have helped turn MSU into a new basketball dynasty. It's good news for a city that's had its share of bad news. In 1950, when I was only five, my parents moved from Detroit to the rural outskirts of Flint, once home to five General Motors factories. I went to school in Flint, and for 3 years I worked at the Chevrolet plant downtown. The killer tornado that roared through town in June 1953 missed our home by only a mile. Next day, my dad stopped our car in front of a house missing its roof. On the second level, now open to the stars, we watched a man getting into bed. "Can we help?" Dad hollered. "No thanks. House is still here. Ain't gonna rain tonight." So forget Chicago. Never mind Detroit. You want to see a tough Midwest town? Come to Flint. A few years ago, when GM closed yet another plant in Flint, news teams from as far away as Tokyo descended upon the city like hawks over prey. They wanted to see people selling pet rabbits for meat, as filmmaker Michael Moore, a Flint native, showed in the documentary Roger and Me. Flint is still reeling from the recent shooting of one first grader by another. But I remember another Flint. My older brother and I, he was a young teen, I was 8 or 9, would hitch a ride toward town, then hop a city bus for a dime. The bus, spewing diesel fumes all the way, lumbered along Richfield Road to Dort Highway and the salvage yards on its way downtown. Downtown, what a place to be. There were movie theaters galore in the 1950s. The Strand, the Garden, the Capitol, all charged a quarter for a Randolph Scott Western, plus newsreel and a droopy dog cartoon. We fed nickels to the pinball machines at Playland, ate hamburgers at Uncle Bob's Diner, licked the warm pink frosting from fresh-made Kresge donuts. Arriving home, to what seemed like the frontier after a dazzling trip to the city, we swam in the Flint River. The river is still there, but the theaters and stores are long gone. And when bad news hits, the city struggles to regain its footing. Flint still builds good cars and trucks and world-class athletes. A long list of Flint players will have preceded seniors Mateen Cleaves and Morris Peterson if they turn pro. To people who live there, it's no surprise the Flintstones and MSU have brought home a national championship.
Tom Hugler is a writer. He lives in Sunfield, Michigan.